Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in North Tunica.
That would be really weird. Now, if you told me it was in West Tunica, I would totally understand.
There's only Tunica and North Tunica, the Twin Cities.
Which we have not understood why it is the way that it is like that.
So we have Tunica and North Tunica. We have Carrollton and North Carrollton. We have there's a west and an east somewhere. So there's something like there's a city and then there's a west of that city.
It used to be East Octavia and West Octavia.
High schools. Oh yeah, for sure. So
yeah, no, that'd be
got a lot
that'd
of twin cities here in the state of Mississippi. Wherever you are in that great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. You're looking for it right now. No, it's not. That's not. We screwed that up, Brian. We'll stick with College Corner. We'll come back to it. Just in my brain, too, I was going, all right, Pip printing and sign.
Well, I mean, you could.
I can
mix
switch it
up,
but I like order. Because you know that everybody listening went, wait a minute, he screwed up.
Yeah, because there are people out there that have our ad reads, which is like the opposite of the other people that just like fast forward through it.
Yeah.
There are people that, it's their routine. Like they like their kids listen to it and they know what
the
to
college,
say.
The Strange Brew one especially, because, you know, I throw the, there's always something different, right?
And yeah.
Maybe it's your city that's going to get mentioned, so you tune in for that. So the rest of them are kind of the same. We'll finish up College Corner here. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, Flow of the Half Shell. You can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Whatever you're looking for, Mississippi State, they've got it at College Corner. Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. That's their slogan. What it means is this. You want to get the message of your business out there. You want customers to know what it is that you're about. You want customers, when they walk in the door of your business, to be impressed with what that business looks like. Pip Printing and Signs can put together a plan for you today. 30 years of experience doing it here in this state, taking care of businesses just like yours, and making sure that their message gets out to their customers the way that they want it to, with impactful graphics, with, you know, superior messaging, everything you need to get the message of your business out there. Pip Printing and Signs can do it for you. Give Cam Baker a call today at 601-499-5216. Tell him you heard about him on Thunder and Lightning. When you need printing, call Pip today. Restaurant Tyler, we're doing a restaurant Tyler read now. We just ate there. That's the read. We literally just left Restaurant Tyler. Robbie went and did interviews today. Said, all right, we're done. Let's go grab some lunch. Went to Restaurant Tyler. Not going to be making anybody surprised when I tell you it was fantastic. Brought the kids with me. They really enjoyed it. We did screw up though. We left the food, the take home boxes. We just left them.
Neither.
Because here's the thing.
There was so much chicken on those plates.
This is the thing that gets me, right? None of the take-home food was mine, right? I didn't get it.
No, you and I cleared our plates.
I cleared my plate. So neither child who didn't eat all their food thought, I need to pick these containers up.
So. Well, first of all, seeing that much chicken left on their plate, it made me hurt.
It hurts.
I really wanted to take the chicken off of their plate and eat it.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I was not like Bob Karskadden taking other people's food off
their
plates.
Well, no, it would only be Bob Karskadden. It's his birthday, by the way.
Well, happy birthday, Bob.
Yeah,
he's not listening to this.
But he's spending it on the road, getting away from that damn hurricane.
As he should. Where's he going?
Somewhere where the hurricane's not. I don't know. Anyway, you could only be Bob if you didn't know the other people.
Well, he would do that as well.
Right.
He'd
be like, the person left, he's like, oh, they didn't eat that chicken. I'm going to go grab it real quick.
Yeah.
That's Bob. You taking something off the plate of the people you're sitting with, that's just normal. People can do that.
Well, I would still feel
to eat with Grace, and I was like, hey, can I have a slice of that pizza? You know, it's the same thing.
I would still feel a little weird doing
that. That
would be a little weird.
So. We say all that to say that we love Restaurant Tyler, and we go there as often as we can, and you should too. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. Let them show you what they're... Where, not only where they're located, but how they're going to help you manage your money, how they're going to help you invest, how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, it's so important that when you have a question about your money that you're able to get somebody on the phone who can answer your question in a fast and friendly manner. That's the level of service we're talking about at Priority One Bank. Not one of those big corporate banks that puts you on hold forever and you're talking to some operator who doesn't know you from Adam. We're talking about people in your local branch taking care of you. That's the difference Priority One gives you. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. It's Rumblings Day. So, of course, we are brought to you by the good folks over at Superior Catfish. I reached out to our friend Brent Johnson, and I was like, I just have one question. Why are Robbie and I not guest judges for the Catfish Cook-Off? And all he could say was, that's a good question.
Disappointment!
But... you're never disappointed with Superior Catfish. It is the best around. There is a difference. Had somebody, I think it was maybe Ford Polk. I need to find that. But somebody tweeted us. They got a case of Superior Catfish. They were cooking it up this past week and had them a fish fry. So you know it was great.
Oh, yeah.
So remember to go to their store. Store.superiorcatfish.com is the website. Or you just go to superiorcatfish.com and check out their website there. To not only learn about more about their products and their history, but as I said, you can get products delivered right to your door. Fillets, whole fish, whatever it is you're looking for. And, of course, they're awesome breading and seasonings. There's Catfish, and then there's Superior Catfish. Let's jump in. Colton Watson, back on top. Here we go.
Yes.
Has the scene ever gone from warmish to downright frosty as quickly as Clark Lee's? If so, whose? Okay, that's a good question. I think somebody who was like, you know, they could be in trouble, and then they won a big game.
Sam Pittman.
Pittman? Yeah.
Sam Pittman probably more so than Clark Lee because it's just...
the higher expectations.
It's so tough to win at Vandy, and, you know, his teams play hard, so I figure he was going to get some time.
Yeah.
But Pittman has been on the hot seat for, you know, 2 years now.
Yeah, that's
but
a good point.
He ain't going anywhere now.
No, you're right. Some are jealous of programs like Bama and UGA. But I feel way more jealousy when schools like Coastal Carolina win national championships and teams like Vandy get to rush the field versus number one when State can't or won't rush the field. What oddly specific misplaced jealousies do you have? Why can't State rush the field? When's the last time they beat somebody like that? When was the last time State had a big upset at home?
LSU in 17.
And I agree with that, but that didn't even feel like an upset. They dominated that game.
Yeah, but just in the sense of, like, it was...
I mean, LSU was, like, 12th or 13th.
They were higher than that. They were top 10, I think.
They had already lost the game, hadn't they? Oh, now you're going to make me look, Robbie. Robbie, you're
They were, like,
me look.
Top 5 preseason, I think, that year. And
I think they had already lost a game. They were 18th.
Oh, they had dropped that much?
Yeah, they had not lost a game, but... why were they... I'm sorry. They were 12th coming into the game. They dropped after the game.
Okay.
They were 12th, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, when's the last time
State... It still was like an upset, but
you got me curious. When's the last time State... I mean, I guess Texas A&M, but they were State was ranked, so that's not a huge thing in 14.
Oh, no. It would have been Auburn.
But State was third, so, I mean, that's not, again...
Auburn was two.
The number three
team... to me, that was worthy of rushing.
It would have been worthy, but at the same time...
But I'm glad they didn't.
Yeah. So, like, when's the last time, is it 1996 when they beat Alabama?
They did
rush the field.
They rushed the field in 2000 against Florida. And they rushed the field in 2004 against Florida.
Yes.
And that might have been it.
It's been a while. But it's just...
Yeah. When they rushed the field against Arkansas in 98.
Because that was the game that they clinched a championship, so, you know.
Well, they...
It technically did.
They got in the driver's seat to win the West.
You knew you were going to beat Ole Miss the next week.
Right.
So there you go. To answer your question, I don't
The last one might have been Florida 2004.
Yeah?
I don't remember another time after that they rushed the field.
Yeah, nothing's coming to mind.
But, I mean, you're right. Like, there hasn't been a ton of times where it was worthy of doing it.
I mean, like, State hosts Texas next year. If Texas comes in at number one and State beats them, they'll rush the field.
Yeah, I think that you need to be selective when you run the rush the field.
Beating Alabama is worth doing that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Especially Vanderbilt.
But Ole Miss did it in 2012 after the Egg Bowl when State finished 8-4.
They did it last year against an LSU team that won 9-10 games. Yeah. Like that. I didn't think that was worthy of rushing the field, but whatever.
Yeah. I don't have any oddly specific misplaced jealousies, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Not to answer his question.
I was jealous of Hardy being able to go in the ring at SmackDown and at Raw.
Yeah.
He's done that twice now. I've been jealous of that.
Mm-hmm. I blame Texas A&M's and Arkansas' stellar performances this weekend on YouTube, presenting them as winnable games on last week's show. Do you have anything else we need to apologize for? I apologize for creating the rumblings. I sometimes wish I hadn't done it.
I apologize for absolutely nothing.
There you go. MSU Tidwell. My wife's family are Arkansas fans, and they blame Cody Kennedy for the offensive line issues Arkansas has had the last 2 years. How do you feel about him and losing four-star linemen? I know, Robbie, follow the visits. Cody Kennedy, I thought he did a great job getting guys in, but they have not played well. So the jury's just out on him. You know, there's no getting around that. Cody Kennedy was great when Kendall Briles was running the offense.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they went over to Dan Enos, well, I mean, they could have had literally anybody coaching that offensive line. It was going to be bad. Dan Enos' offense is bad. So I don't have a whole lot of blame for that.
Yeah, I need more evidence.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to just throw in the towel. I'm kind of the same way on some of these defensive coaches. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if just getting rid of some of these guys is the answer. I think, you know, you could see, you know, with another year, I'm not trying to set the stage and try to soften the blow if you keep some of these guys, and I think there's definitely some conversations that need to be had, but I think this team needs continuity more than anything. I remember in 2020, after that season, everybody was wondering, why is Darcell McBath still on the staff? Mm-hmm. What has he done? His cornerbacks weren't very good. He was living basically off Emmanuel Forbes and Martin Emerson, and he had not recruited anybody to write home about.
Right.
And then the people that were wondering why he was still on staff were mad that he wasn't retained. So it's, you know, there's so many different things that go into the production or lack of it for a positional group. And I think it's just too early to tell right now. Anytime a coach is, I'm not saying anytime, but most of the time when a coach leaves a school or is not retained or whatever, the people that, you know, were watching that coach or the fans or whatever, they're always going to say that coach was the problem, that the coach was terrible, that he didn't do this and that. And there's a lot more nuance to it.
Agreed. Also, do we have a chance with Otis from Alabama? We talked about that yesterday. I mean, a chance, yeah. I would say there's a chance. But
if I was a betting man, I would put my money on Ole Miss.
Yes, I would too. But that will make me angry if it happens.
I know.
Okay, so make sure we're all on the same page. Sidelines Hail State. What is a food you've wanted to try but never had the opportunity? Could be a foreign dish or something strange that you just want to try to see the hype. I keep wanting to go to Arepas, and I still have not gone. I need to go there. People tell me the food is good there.
Yeah, I've heard it's really good.
We need to make a trip there. It's just, you know, the problem is this with a new restaurant. It's always like, what if I don't like it?
Yeah.
Food is expensive these days.
Yep.
You know, like, I got to walk past two restaurants I like eating at, to Arepas.
And you and I both, we go to eat places to enjoy ourselves.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't want to take a bite and be like, oh, no.
Yeah.
You know? So, that's...
That just ruins your day when you have a bad meal.
We have a bad meal. Yeah.
Ruins your day.
It does. Could we get an in-depth breakdown of Mississippi State soccer thus far into the season from you?
Yeah, they've won, what, 7 straight? Their defense is really good, it appears.
Mm-hmm.
James Armstrong.
Say no more. Caleb Goddard.
You can't argue with anything I just said.
There were no lies detected.
Not a single one.
Caleb Goddard. Has there been any more news on Calvin Dinkins? I saw him on campus last week, and it didn't look like he'll play anytime soon. What is today? Today's Tuesday. So we'll get an injury report sometime tomorrow evening, as you're listening, this evening. I don't expect him to play, I'll be honest with you.
My thing with it, we saw him get hurt at that game.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw him get hurt, my initial reaction was, he's probably done for the year.
Yeah.
And then you had the press conference the next Monday.
Right.
And Jeff Lebby acted like there was a chance he could play that game.
Correct.
Like, what happened that this injury got significantly worse?
Yeah.
Or was he just kind of fibbing and trying to give Arizona State something to think about? I don't know. But I'm at the point with Calvin Dinkins, like, until I see him get a prolonged amount of time in the ball game and he's making plays, you can't count on him right now. So State's going to have to go out there and get more nose tackles. And if he can help you down the line, that's great. But, you know, this offseason, they got to find somebody to replace him or get in there and compete with him, because it just looks like he's going to be injury-plagued at this point, until proven otherwise. And we have no other reason to believe otherwise right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, until he's been in the game this year, I don't expect him to make an impact.
Correct. Winston, there's not a question. I'd just like to clarify. The fabled Gentleman's Club in Woodville, Mississippi, that was brought up weeks ago, closed a few years ago and was turned into a massage parlor.
Okay.
Which is also closed and for sale currently. I had a friend reach out to me about this place. Would you like to? I'm not going to tell you the name of the club. I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
You don't want me to do that.
Oh, they is a bad name.
It's
is it a nickname that?
Maybe more of a nickname. It's pretty funny though. But I'm not going to tell you.
Boo.
I mean, I'll tell you if you want to know. But I mean, your mom might be listening.
Yeah, probably.
Make a decision right now. Whatever you say, I'll go with.
Is there a cuss word involved?
No.
It's just a little wordplay.
Yeah.
We have kids listening.
We do.
Maybe off air.
Okay. I'll tell you off air. Also, apparently, there was a rite of passage at this particular establishment because one of the dancers was a unicycle, basically. And it was like a thing. You had to go get a dance from her.
She had one leg.
She had one leg, okay. Yeah. She was a one-legged lady.
I've heard that at a couple of places, actually.
So there we go. Shout out to Woodville. Matthew Watkins, have you seen Hell in a Cell yet?
I still have not. I'm going to watch it today.
I'm supposed to watch it tonight. So, I grew up watching Jey Uso when he first got to WWE. I thought he'd be a forever a tag team guy, so his championship win was really surprising and a special moment. Who are some wrestlers from your childhood who had surprising accomplishments? There are some easy ones here. Steve Austin is easily number one. I remember when he was stunning Steve Austin.
Me too.
I was like, really good wrestler, good heel, never thought he would become...
Nobody would have.
You can't predict that.
When he was with Brian Pillman, like he was a tag team.
They were good.
And he had a little charisma about him, but you just didn't see superstar.
Yeah. I never thought that Triple H.
Oh no.
You know,
Hunter Hearst Helmsley,
yeah,
when he
never
was in
saw
that,
anything like that.
He was in that hog pen match.
Yeah. I remember when, I remember when the Road Dog was Brian Armstrong. And was more wrestling in WCW, so never thought that he would be what he was.
He was the roadie.
The Rock. He was Rocky. When Rocky Maivia first came out, I was like, this guy's got no chance. And, became what he was.
Jim Ross knew it.
Yeah, he did. So, I mean, you could almost say this about me. I remember when The Undertaker was Mean Mark Callis, and I was like, I mean, he's intimidating, but, I mean, I wouldn't have gone as far as Ole Anderson went with him, saying you'll never draw money, but...
WCW in the early 90s, they really blew it.
They made some mistakes. They had Triple H, The Undertaker, and Steve Austin on their
own. Kevin Nash.
And, they had young Kevin and young Scott Hall. He was the Diamond Stud.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Kevin Nash was Oz.
I mean,
he goes to WWE
and is immediately a star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, you can look at all those like WCW guys like in the early 90s, Mick Foley.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably a good one there when he was Cactus Jack.
Yeah.
That's probably a good one.
Yeah.
But
I saw Sting when he was with the Blade Runners with him and the Ultimate Warrior. you know, yep. Sting and Rock. And
is that Mid-South?
UWF.
UWF.
Yeah, so. I remember I saw the Great Muta real early in when he was in the NWA.
And I loved Great Muta.
He was so different. It was incredible. I saw that's the first match I ever cheered for the bad guy. They came to Vicksburg and he wrestled Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert.
Oh yes.
And, I mean, I'm sitting like three rows from the ring, and I was going nuts for Muta because he was so cool. And he, right before he used to do that thing where he would like he had his opponent in one corner, and he would do like a cartwheel and then a handspring into him.
He was the first guy to do that.
I was standing up clapping, and he pointed at me, and I was just like, "That was
scary."
At that moment, that was the coolest thing in my life that had ever happened to me. Like, Great Muta pointed at me. I was like, "Let's go."
Yeah, he was one of the first guys I remember doing that somersault.
Yeah, he was so far ahead of his time.
Oh yeah,
love the Muta. Love the
We need to map out some time to do like a wrestling podcast.
I mean, I'm not against that.
Like maybe like once a week or something down the road.
Yeah.
Where we just talk wrestling.
Yeah, I agree.
There's got to be a market for it.
All right. Pat in Paris wants to know, worst list to be on: the Epstein Island itinerary, the P. Diddy freak off, or a Hugh Freeze recruiting visit?
Well, the Hugh Freeze recruiting visit is actually pretty good because you're going to get money.
Yeah, probably no children involved in that either.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
we'll go with that.
Pick your poison there on Epstein and P. Diddy.
Yeah.
Every time I see something with P. Diddy now, mm-hmm. like people are unearthing like this was really weird when this happened.
Yeah.
But we didn't think anything about it. Like the video of him and Bieber the other day, that was weird.
Yeah, I haven't seen that, but
he basically was like, yeah, you know, me and Justin, we've been hanging. It's when Justin Bieber was like really young.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, Justin's been staying at my house all week. We've been locked up in the house doing a lot of fun stuff. You know, we can't tell you what it is or anything like that. But, yeah, like, we've been having a good time. And Bieber's like, yeah, we've been having fun. It's like Michael Jackson, Macaulay Culkin stuff.
Choose one. 2 weeks of no personal electronics or internet or 2 weeks of eating extremely bland food?
Food.
Yeah, I mean, I got to work.
Yeah, I can drudge through the food. Like I'll find crackers and
yeah. I'm not allowed to put any salt on it.
That's a good. It's got to be.
Yeah, it's like you can't put salt and pepper on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. All right.
If it's bland, then that means you don't season it.
Yeah, that's right. Have you listened to any of the new Linkin Park stuff?
I haven't.
Okay, I need to check it out. So we can't answer your third question then.
They're going on tour, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
The Sleep Token's actually touring with them.
Really?
Yeah. I think they're touring with them, and they might just be one.
I don't know that I could go to a Sleep Token Linkin Park concert. I don't know if that would be the right spot for me.
Without Chester.
Yeah. All right, Kivas Wright, if you had to choose one restaurant in your ad reads to eat at for the rest of your life, which one would it be?
Ooh.
Just from a monetary standpoint, it's cheaper to eat at Two Brothers.
Yeah.
And I still got a great selection of things to eat.
Yeah, it's a wide variety on there.
So.
Yeah, I mean, it would be Two Brothers. Like it, I don't know if I've heard that.
No, they hung up.
That's the second time I think that phone's ever rang.
It's rung a few times.
I don't remember.
One time it was actually a person who was like, "I'm trying to reach Jim Ellis." I was like, "Oh, he's not."
I was in here for that. Yeah, it was funny.
I thought we were gonna have some fun, and it was just a real.
But yeah, like you know, as far as affordability, like it's probably gonna be Two Brothers.
I mean, I would get tired of sandwiches.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So and then Restaurant Tyler. I mean, come dinner time. First off.
I mean, it would be between Tyler and Two Brothers.
Yeah, it is, but it's like Tyler. It would get expensive.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you know. So,
no, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, we're just saying, on a day to day basis, like.
Yeah. Working for the weekend. Excuse me. Yeah. Single game SEC passing record, which is KJ Costello, 623 yards. Number one in the first ever college football playoff bowl poll. What would be a third Mississippi State sports record? That is hard to believe. I know one right off the top of my head.
It's already been accomplished.
Yes.
Or he's saying something that's...
Right. Something that Mississippi, a record that Mississippi State holds that you would be like, wow, really?
Yeah.
And it's Willie Mitchell, like the 1890s.
Baseball.
He threw a perfect game and he struck out 26 of the 27 batters.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's never going to happen again.
Yeah, because I remember watching, I forget who it was. Mm-hmm. It might have been Might have been Ethan Small or Chris Stratton. It was some game where, like,
Stratton had a big strikeout game against LSU. Yeah.
And I remember somebody saying, like, oh, like, this has got to be the best game. And, like, no.
Yeah.
It was with
B.J. Wallace struck nobody out ever. 19 in a game in the early 90s. But, yeah, nobody ever.
It's just not going to happen.
Only one out was not a strikeout.
Yeah. So it's not going to happen now. Like, players are too good.
Yeah. Also, like, I don't even know. Sure, it's not a record, but, I mean, for his career, Bailey Hall averaged 27-17.
Yeah.
Man, it never going to happen again.
And same thing like LaToya Thomas on the women's side.
Yeah, never going to happen again.
Nobody would touch that.
Yeah. Whatever the airspeed velocity of that block shot that Tierra McCowan sent hurtling our way, that'll never be touched again. That was easily 100 miles an hour.
Speed of sound.
I can still hear the ball. I can hear it in my head.
It whizzed past our head. Like, yeah. It was
if
scary.
It had hit one of us, I'm not going to kill us.
It would have
might have broken our nose.
Yeah.
Might have got up Crimson Mask.
That would have been embarrassing, too. It was 10,000 people there.
I'm going to disagree with you on that. It would have been incredible. Like,
I wouldn't want it to
like,
be me.
You, like, if you stand up and you're, like, holding your face, and all of a sudden you look up and then you're just bleeding, and everybody's like, oh! But as long as you get up and you're like, I'm okay.
If that happened
game,
to me,
you're probably getting a picture with Tierra, and you're probably on SportsCenter.
If that happened to me, like I would probably just look at the crowd, and start,
I'd be like,
lifting up my arms, like get up.
At that point, do you like take the blood, and just smear it all over your
face?
It was like
when Becky Lynch got her nose busted by Nia Jax.
Exactly, that's where I'm going with that.
I'm the man.
Yeah. Brian McDuff asked, my wife once cut herself with a butter knife, which are famously not sharp. That's hard to do. You got to be like really working at it. How many Jedi or Sith have probably cut off fingers and other appendages off accidentally with the lightsaber? That's probably happened.
I've thought about that before.
Yeah.
Like, that thing burns right through your arm and bone.
Yeah.
So at some point, you know, somebody's sitting there like just holding out a lightsaber and it slices like through their leg.
Yeah. Oh, here they are.
What is happening?
I don't know. Let's talk to them, though. Super Talk. What? Okay. Wrong number.
Oh, my Lord.
I didn't understand what they said the first time.
The older person?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounded like they smoked about 5 packs a day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was like, how you doing? Kind of happened. Thing happening there. We'll do one more. You got new ports. We'll do one more, and then we'll go to the break here. Working for the Weekend asks, if you were to make a pitch on Shark Tank for a new invention, what would the product be, and what problem would it solve? You got an idea? One time in my life, I had an original idea, and I couldn't make it work.
Huh. I don't know if I have anything just off the top of my head that hasn't been invented.
Okay. So I had one.
I saw one yesterday. It somehow ended up on my Instagram algorithm. But this guy has created, he worked at like a hardware store. He's created like a fake finger.
Okay.
That when you put caulk down, you slide the finger across the caulk so you don't have to
Makes
do it
sense.
Yourself.
I like it.
And it was genius. If you've ever put caulk down and had to smooth it over, you know like how annoying that is.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing, like, it's not something you think about, but was genius.
So, I had an idea. Me and this guy, we came up with an idea. We thought about it, and then he started dating a girl, and she told him it was a terrible idea, so we didn't do it. Dump-a-gram.
Okay.
Let's say you want to break up with a girl, but you don't want to have to tell her.
Oh, somebody comes and
does
it.
We would send people to be like, you tell her, hey, I'm going to meet you in this public. Hey, let's meet for lunch at this place. And then I show up with flowers and be like, hey, he sent me. It's over. This is for you. Very sorry. Please don't contact him. Yeah. Then I get out. Well, Dump-a-gram.
You know people do that on Cameo.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was ahead of my time. This was like 1998 when I thought of this. And so we had a great idea for a billboard, though. It was just going to say, play golf, Dump-a-gram.
And then, like, you just have, like, the link underneath, like, URL.
Well, this was 1998. It would have been, like, a phone number.
Yeah.
You know, and I was just like, can you imagine, like, you show up at a sorority house and they're like, oh, no, not you. Who? And like, I need to see.
Hey.
I got to see Courtney. Oh, no, not Courtney. No, tell me John didn't break up with her. Oh, God. Yeah, but I thought it was a moneymaker. How many guys would be like, I'd rather pay $50 and to send somebody.
I did not want to deal with this.
Then never have to deal with it again.
Yeah.
Like, do not contact him, you know, under any circumstances.
So, he's gonna call the cops.
Yeah, and like, and just make sure like we meet you in a public place.
Yep.
So it's like if something happens, there's plenty of witnesses. You know, I mean, I thought
I would not want to do that. I would have hired the people. Yes.
Yeah, but gosh, can you imagine?
You could handle that because you probably fired people before.
I have fired
it's
a lot of people.
Same thing.
I have fired so many people. Yeah.
Yeah, so you could handle it.
But I thought the slogan was great. Play golf, dump a gram.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, go drinking.
Dump a gram.
All right. So, yeah, that's what I would pitch. You imagine, Cuban would probably be all over it. He's like, this is incredible. I'm in.
Wow.
So, yeah. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. It's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. I'm cooking. One of our buddies, Sam Blakeney, gave us all that meat.
Mm.
I got a big old shoulder roast thawing out right now. I got the day off, so I was like, I'm going to cook something good tonight. So we're going to do a pot roast.
Keep getting more meat?
No, I just haven't cooked this one yet. So
I was about to say, I feel like I'm getting shorted.
I haven't been getting illicit shipments of meat from Sam.
So is it a chuck roast?
It's a shoulder roast.
Oh.
So it's got got the marrow bone in there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's going to go into the gravy. It's going to be good.
Yeah, my chuck roast had a bone in it.
That's what you want. Get that big bone in there.
Yeah,
gets that marrow.
I could barely fit that thing. I know you like to do yours on the grill.
I'm gonna do mine in the pot.
You do the pot? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine would not like the top of the crock pot is barely on. Yeah.
I'm gonna cook it in the oven. I got a Dutch oven. I'm
gonna
cook it slow in the oven. Just be easier that way.
Yeah.
So you
sneeze. And faster.
It's gonna be good. So beef. It's what's for dinner. It's what's for my dinner. Thanks to our friends. Literally, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. And evidently, it is the restaurant that if we could only pick one, Robbie and I would eat at for the rest of our lives. So make it the restaurant you go to.
I hate picking.
I'm not big on that. I like variety. But that's why I like Two Brothers. They have a great variety. I can get tacos. I can get a sandwich. I can get the pulled pork grilled cheese or the prime rib sandwich. I can get wings. I can get pork rind nachos. I can get all sorts of things. They have some seafood options. They have chicken, beef, pork. It's a big menu, and they've got a lot of everything. It's a great place to go eat. So is the Older Brother, the home of the fancy sandwich. Yes. When you want to eat high-class food, but you want it between two slices of bread, that's when you need to go hit up the Older Brother. Either one, fantastic restaurants, Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you. Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years. 50?
50.
50! So, you head over to Advantage Business Systems when you need a new copier, a new printer, new computers, new laptops, whatever it is. Then if you need service, you're calling the same number back. Not a 1-800 number. Not on hold for 45 minutes. Not, your business is very important to us. Please hold as our menu options have changed. Their menu options never change. They're always the same menu options. And if they do change, it's not like it changed for the better. That's why we want to deal with Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to the games this fall, before you head to the hump this winter, before you go to Diddy Noble in the spring, you need to make a trip to Maroon & Co. When you need Mississippi State gear and you are in the city of Starkville, the only place to go is Maroon & Co. They've got the greatest selection. They've got the stuff you're looking for. And best of all, we can save you some money. Thunder15 is the code. Online or in-store, it works on any regular price item. Some exclusions do apply. Before you're at the games this fall, before you go to Davis-Wade Stadium, go to Maroon & Co. I knew this question was coming, Robbie, because someone told me they were going to do it last week. Here we go. Mangum Cafe. It's Rumbling's Poem Time featuring the work from Saturday by Ludacris, but I have to read it in a sophisticated and elegant style.
Oh, boy.
So apparently there's only one dirty word, and it's is, so we should be okay. Here we go. Now, I got to be honest with you. I don't know how this song goes, so I'm not gonna. I can't do it in the. I'm gonna just do the best I can, right? I don't know the how it's supposed to sound. So, grease don't pop on the stove no more. Moved on up. Double shot Hennessy fill my cup. Luda choke smoke in a big black truck. Should I wild out? What the? Act like my rims ain't clean? How you gonna act like my neck don't bling? Haters get sprayed like Afro Sheen, but they don't ever really want to pop them things. Cane, sugar man, Luda don't go. And I stopped at a light, pulled off so slow, but I'm out for the night. So pass that dro. So daddy come home in a Cadillac brome. Now don't it sound absurd? Claim College Park where they flip them birds? Trick car alarms, then bend them curves? Chop, chop, chunk it up, fat man Herb. I got a big weed stash, pocket full of cash. Just seen a big ol' ass, it's Saturday. I don't know how the song goes. Sticky, icky, icky, ooh, ooh. Sticky, icky, 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 ooh, ooh. System on blast, cops just passed. Just seen a big ol' ass, it's Saturday. Sticky, icky. Icky, ooh, ooh. Sticky, icky, icky, ooh, ooh. How'd I do? How close is that to the original?
Well, I'll just tell you, that was much more lyrical than what you might find from Sexy Red, or if you go look up some of those lyrics now.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right. Sheldon Nations is asking us about
SeaWorld. I was in the seventh grade, I think, when this song came out. Yeah.
Sheldon Nations asked about SeaWorld. Is there something going on with SeaWorld again? He asked about SeaWorld last week. Is this a joke that I don't get?
I don't know. My parents just got back from SeaWorld, though, last week.
Let me see.
So
I'm just going to Google the whole question. All right.
He did ask this.
He asked the same. Sheldon, what's going on here, man?
It's the same.
Yeah.
Question?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's exactly the same.
Was there a was an attack, I bet.
Was there a SeaWorld?
I bet it was.
Attack? That's from I don't know where this is. So killer whale incident at SeaWorld. When is this from though? What year is it? Doesn't say. So I don't know, man. I don't know what's
going
on.
My parents just got back from there, and they said there was no, like, whale exhibit or whatever. So maybe they've shut it down. I don't know.
Ani Robertson wants your thoughts on the Falling in Reverse album.
I haven't listened to it. I haven't got, like, full-blown into Falling in Reverse, but I've listened to...
That's a band?
Yeah, I've listened to a good bit of it. Their lead singer, Ronnie Radke, is... a genius. He's like, how would I explain what he is? He can go from, it's almost like, I hate to compare him to this, but it's almost like how Freddie Mercury changed his styles so often. This guy can be operatic, he can be metal, screamo, he has a good voice, his lyrics are really good. They do Paige's theme.
What?
Sarai.
Oh, okay.
They do Sarai's theme. The Zombified song.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a really good song. The lyrics from this guy are great. If you need to look him up. He's an interesting character. He's actually going to jail. You know, I think he's a guy that's like in recovery. He has tattoos all over him. He's an interesting character. But all that to say, I haven't listened to their new album, but I do like a lot of their stuff.
Okay.
They're really good.
All right. Also from Ani, why are there not more baseball field stormings after a massive upset? Here's the problem with this. What is a massive upset in baseball?
Like a series win.
But, like, baseball is baseball, man. That's the point, is that there's never, like, the number one team in the nation is going to lose games, you know?
To me, like, the extent of it is, like, whenever State, a lot of the fans ran on the field after the Super Regional against Clemson. Like, you went back to the College World Series for the first time in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and also baseball is just it's not as emotional as football is from a spectator standpoint. It's a very laid back game. It's not like, you know, at football games,
it's crowds so much high are energy. Same with basketball.
Same way. Baseball is a lot different. Just from the whole energy in the stadium is a lot different.
Yeah. A last one from Ani. When do you think women's basketball will be really good again? I don't know that it'll ever be what it was, that 2-year run of Final Fours and playing in the national championship
game. Yeah, it's going to be tough.
But, I mean, I think they'll be in the NCAA tournament this year.
They got a chance. We'll see how everything gels. There's so many new players, it's just hard to know. And you got a new coaching staff. I don't know what this team's going to be this year. But I think they have a chance to be a little more stable, I'll say that, like in the locker room. Like, I think that this team's going to be a little more grounded and there won't be as many distractions.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Yeah. All right, Brick Thomas, since my last question was so dumb last week, would you rather have 2 top 25 ranked wins or only 1? Well, Brick, you've done it again.
Brick,
what's going on here? Are you sure you're not Brick Tamlin? What's happening here?
Brick's eating a banana with the peel still on.
What's going on, Brick? How are y'all's fantasy teams doing? I am 1-4. Should I throw in the towel? You should never give up.
You never know.
I am 3-2, and in both times I lost, I was the highest scoring loser.
Yeah,
which I hate. If I played anybody else, I would have won.
What you need to do is your league needs to have the median added to your where you can win or lose. You can get an extra win or loss during the week if you score more points than the median. That would help out what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, did you hear anything I just said?
You said I should play a game called the median. You play a game in the middle of the week, and that helps the situation.
No, that's
what did you say?
Not at all what I said.
What did you say?
There's a median score. You know what median means.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So, it takes everybody's scores.
Who was that wrestler
averages,
that was naked?
Huh? That was Midian.
Oh, Midian.
Yes.
My bad.
So it's like the average score of the week.
Right.
And if you beat that, you get an extra win.
Oh.
If you don't, you lose.
That feels like a lot of math I don't want to deal with.
Well, you don't have to deal with it.
You just play the teams you play, and if you win,
that's fine, too. But, like, it eliminates the whole thing that you're talking about.
Both these last 2 weeks, the guy I have played has left somebody on the bench that had huge points. 2 weeks ago, I played the guy who had DeAndre Swift.
Yep.
Didn't play him. Didn't start him.
I finally put him in my lineup.
Last week, I played Robbie Donahoe. Didn't start Kirk Cousins.
That's a mistake. Kirk Cousins has been really good this year.
Good.
I've got 3 leagues.
Mm-hmm.
I have 2 keeper leagues and a dynasty league. And I'm 7-3 in one keeper league, 5-5 in another one, and 6-4 in the other. And all of those have the median, too. But this week in my dynasty league, I scored 77 points in one. It was a disaster.
Eesh. 77 points.
I won 77-75.
Oh, you won, though?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not bad.
Yeah, it was rough.
The defensive struggle.
And then I lost scoring 148 points. I lost by 20-something.
Okay.
That's another league.
Yeah. Monroe Walker, now that the soccer dogs are rolling, does the soccer field have a name? It's just the MSU soccer field, right?
Yeah, but
we need to give it a name.
In a couple of years, it might be James Armstrong Field.
Yeah. What would your UMass-themed tailgate food be? Like pulled pork for Arkansas and jambalaya for LSU? Got to have lobster, don't we?
Yeah.
Clam chowder?
Yeah, something from Boston.
Yeah. Get some lobster rolls and some clam chowder. You got to spend some money, but it'll be all right. Ryan Morrison, I just got done watching the McMahon doc, and I don't watch wrestling. I couldn't believe how cringy the McMahon family storylines are. Do you think they went too far? Were there times you had to quickly change the channel when someone came in the room? You did.
Oh, yeah, I did that all the time.
Yeah, I was old enough that it wasn't a huge problem for me. But that being said, no, of course they went too far.
Uh-huh.
And what's funny is the stuff they wanted to go further. Like, they wanted to do an incest thing with Vince and Stephanie. They wanted to do that.
And then his backup plan was her and Shane.
Yeah, like, gross.
And then he did, you know, the stuff that wasn't even him being involved, like the Katie Vick thing.
Oh.
I mean... We all
Val
knew
Venus is, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we all knew that Vince McMahon was a psycho. We just kind of suspend disbelief and we're like, we take it for what it is.
Yeah.
The guy's a psychopath, but he has an entertaining product. And that's kind of where I am with him. Like, at the end of that documentary, I'm not going to give any spoilers, but they ask basically everybody that they talk to, what do you think Vince's legacy is? And most of them were like silent.
Mm-hmm.
Like they didn't have an answer. And that's, you know, for me, it's the greatest promoter in the history of this business, and he might be the greatest promoter in any entertainment industry ever. A genius.
But he's also a sick, sick
But he's person. Also a sick man.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where I am with him. Like, when I'm watching the product, even the old stuff, I watch it for what it is, and then I keep in mind that the guy running the business is a psychopath, basically. And I know you and I are probably on the same page. Like, he talks about in the documentary, like, that was a character that he played.
It really was.
I fully believe that was him 100%.
Yeah, I agree with that.
He was doing things that he wanted to do, that he fantasized about or whatever,
mm-hmm.
On television, then was using that as a cover-up, saying it was, you know, just entertainment.
Yeah.
Guy was a psychopath.
Yeah.
Is.
Brogan Fairchild, rank these female alt-rock songs from the 90s. Ironic by Alanis Morissette, Dreams by the Cranberries, Don't Speak by No Doubt, Joey by Concrete Blonde, and What's Up by Four Non-Blondes. The only Concrete Blonde song I know is Bloodletting. I don't know Joey.
I might say something controversial. Yeah. I would replace Ironic with Hand in My Pocket. That's my favorite Alanis Morissette song. But for the sake of this,
I would replace both of those with You Oughta Know.
I don't like You Oughta Know as much.
Really?
Well,
she's talking about
Dave
Coulier.
I heard it was. She's not.
No, don't brew that to me. Don't do it.
I heard she's not.
Come on now.
She's said before that she didn't, but I don't know.
Oh, I hope it's. I don't want to believe that.
That is a great song, but I just have it behind Hand in My Pocket and Ironic. Alanis Morissette had so many
bangers,
man.
Yeah, she's awesome.
I would still say that Ironic is number one on this list.
Okay.
And then I would go with What's Up.
There's two.
And then Dreams, mm-hmm. Don't Speak, and Joey.
Okay. I don't know Joey. I need to listen to it, I guess.
Tragic Kingdom, by No Doubt, was the first album I ever mm-hmm. owned.
I told the No Doubt story on this show, didn't I?
I don't think so.
About my friend. So, buddy of mine goes up, this is a long time ago, he went to the Lyric in Oxford. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't exist anymore, I don't think. Or maybe it was at the Gin, which I also don't think exists anymore.
The Lyric doesn't exist?
Yes, I must be thinking of the Gin. So, he goes to see 311. 311's playing.
Yeah.
See him the next day. I was like, okay, how was the show? He's like, oh, man, 311, so awesome. I was like, is that the only band? He's like, they had an opening band, really weird band, bunch of horns, bunch of all that.
Ska.
And he's like, but the chick lead singer was hot. It was No Doubt.
Oh. And they got massive in like 97.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like that Tragic Kingdom album
was huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, she
Spider Webs.
Yeah.
It's the lead song of that album. It's so good.
Well, no, the first song was I'm Just a Girl, remember?
Was that the first song on the album?
I don't know if it was the first song on the album. It was the first song they released, though.
Oh, yeah. I think Spider Webs was the first song on the album, the lead song on the album. But yeah. That whole album is just like really
good.
Well,
they used to be a ska band. Yeah. They used to be, yeah. Really.
And then they got into, like, when they got a little more poppy, that stuff was good, too.
Yeah, yeah. All right, what do you think
it's
makes
my life.
Robbie, this is a question for you. What do you think makes the box midfield that State Soccer uses so effective?
I just think, you know, the preparation that they put in week to week.
Yeah.
The time that they put in conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
That really is probably what's spearheading that, you know, and then
now you know is better than anybody that if you control the midfield, you control the game.
Oh yeah. Everybody knows that. Only an idiot wouldn't know that.
Exactly. Trip Peoples, on this scenario, who makes the playoffs? Georgia, 10-2. They lose to Bama, Texas. Ole Miss, 10-2. Kentucky, Georgia. Bama, 10-2. Vandy and Tennessee. Texas, 11-1. Lose to A&M. A&M, 10-2. Ole Miss and Notre Dame. A&M doesn't play Ole Miss.
Mm-mm.
So I don't know. Yeah.
And
then Tennessee losing to Arkansas and Georgia.
Let's just say A&M has just two losses. The other loss, I don't know.
They would lose to Texas in this scenario.
Yes.
He's saying A&M loses. A&M beats Texas. So then A&M, let's just say they lose. Instead of Ole Miss, we'll say LSU.
Okay.
All right. So LSU's out, obviously, because they lost to Ole Miss.
Georgia's getting in at 10-2.
Georgia is in.
Texas is in.
Texas is in.
You're probably
Bama
getting
is in.
Do you think four get in?
Oh, four would get in.
Ooh, Bama with a loss to Vandy.
But a loss to Tennessee, too. They might not get in.
Ole Miss might get in over Bama.
They lose to Kentucky and Georgia. In this scenario, so
I think
so
Tennessee
A&M
would
lost,
get in.
A&M loses to Notre Dame and to LSU, we'll say. A&M's in at 10-2 because they've beaten Texas.
Tennessee is in because they're not going to drop much more.
But they lose to Bama in this scenario.
No. Their losses are to Arkansas and Georgia.
Bama's out. Bama and Ole Miss
are out. Bama and Ole Miss are out.
A&M, Texas, Georgia, and Tennessee get in.
Because A&M would only have one more loss here on out. Tennessee,
and they
who
would beat
is
Texas. They would Tennessee beat undefeated Texas.
Tennessee is still in the top 10 in everybody's rankings, and their only loss would be to Georgia.
Imagine
after this.
If Texas A&M, if number one Texas goes to College Station 11-0 and loses, that'll be one of the most incredible scenes you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be incredible.
They'll tear the place down.
Yeah. Alexander.
There is no one that hates their rival, I don't think,
I
or
agree.
The Texas A&M.
I've always thought that State and Ole Miss was the worst, but I think A&M, Texas might
when
be
when was the last time they played in football?
12. No, 11. It was the year before Texas A&M joined the conference.
And that, like, they still have that hatred.
Yeah.
Like, it's beyond worse. State and Ole Miss
it's
because
worse,
it's a larger scale.
Alexandra Watson asks, if you are a guest in someone's house, what is proper thermostat etiquette if you are home for the day and the homeowner is at work? I think you should be able to ask, like, hey, it's a little warm in here. Do you mind if I turn the air down? And if they say, no, don't turn the air down, well, then you're allowed to, like, go to a bar or a restaurant or something. Open, you know, something.
I don't know where I fall on this because
you have
like,
to ask.
I would just let, you know, within reason.
Right. I'm not like, saying turn it down to 65 or something, but I'm saying, like, if you're the guest, you do have to ask. You can't just, like, let the person come home and go, oh, yeah, I turned this thermostat down. You can't. That's not your thermostat.
What if the person says, make yourself at home? They've opened the door for you get to do pretty much whatever
broad,
you want to.
Broad, I don't know.
If you say make yourself at home, you're giving them the keys
to the
refrigerator.
The I don't know, man.
You're giving them the pantry. You're
my
giving
thermostat,
them the
TV. You need to have my approval to touch it, I think.
I get very annoyed when it's a different degree than what I said.
I want it on 68 at all times. So
that's cold.
I keep it cold, brother.
My 68 in my house would be frigid.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is, like the insulation or whatever, I guess.
My house is just right. Ford Polk, can't help but notice that we absolutely suck since we changed the interest theme from For Whom the Bell Tolls to Money for Nothing. I mean, I don't think they're connected, but you're not wrong.
I think they could have played For Whom the Bell Tolls and still lost other games.
When a player is dismissed or leaves the team, are they still allowed to attend the school on scholarship?
Yes.
They are.
Mm-hmm. Your scholarship
is good for
it's virtually
good for the end of the semester, right? And then
I can't remember if it's the semester or the full calendar year.
I think it's a semester thing.
It's at least a semester.
Yeah.
Like,
now you can be.
I don't know what all
the university
right
can
now.
Kick you out of school. That's what happened to Fred Brown.
Correct.
But
that's a difference.
If you're just dismissed from the team, your scholarship remains in place until the end of the semester, I believe.
Now, I wonder what they're about to get rid of NLIs.
Yeah.
I wonder what that means.
I don't know.
Like, does that, like, a letter of intent, does that tie, I mean, the school, and then if they become employees, what do you do? Is the school still required to pay your scholarship? Like,
I don't know.
I don't. That's going to be. There's so many things that have to be thought through here. But yes, they continue to go to class more often than not. At the very least, they take like online classes or something. But yeah, they finish it out. You have to do that because you won't be eligible at your next stop.
Yeah. Also, Stone Cold Disturb theme or is original Glass Shatters theme? It's the original.
The original.
Yeah, I like the Disturb, but yeah. Our friend Wade Jones, on the scale of as far as where each team's history and program is, where do you place the Vandy upset over Bama and all college upsets? And how do you compare it to the Maine game? The Maine game is totally different because that's a terrible team getting beat. All right, that happens. I mean, FCS teams have beaten FBS teams before,
yeah.
But especially when you have a bad team.
That's not a good team.
So Vandy over Bama in this situation, it's not... App State versus Michigan is still the greatest upset of all time to me. So that's like, if that's your S tier, this would be an A tier game.
It's it's a pretty big upset.
It's a big upset. I mean, they were, what, a 23.5 point underdog?
Yeah.
Like, and here's the thing about that spread, Robbie. If Vegas had said the spread's 38.5, who would have batted an eye?
Nobody.
And like, it's probably about right. So.
Yeah, the reason is they were like, I think Vandy was like 0-64 against number one teams.
Yeah.
This is the first time ever that Vandy, which is an SEC school, has beaten a number one team. So it's literally the worst program in the SEC beating the best program in the SEC history.
Mm-hmm.
That is as big of an upset as you can get in the SEC.
Yeah. Last one here, actually. I'm sorry, last two. From Kenny Manning, I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area in the 70s watching Rocky Johnson and Pat Patterson wrestle. My favorite moves back then were loading the boot and ripping the eyes. Do you remember these, and why don't we see them anymore? I'll give you two others you never see anymore. Never see a rake of the back?
No.
Nobody rakes the back anymore.
Like Hulk Hogan.
And the old, another Hogan thing, the double hands to the throat.
Yes.
Nobody does those anymore.
Hogan, whenever he would get the hands to the throat.
Yeah.
It was the way he sold it was like somebody just
shot him,
shattered his esophagus.
Yeah, you know? Or a rake of the back. I mean, people make it look like that was the ability. That was something we would do when we were out at the bar and stuff. Is like somebody would get up, like, I got to the bathroom, and when you would come back, you'd try to sneak up with somebody and rake their back.
Yeah,
and we would sell it. You'd be like, ah,
God! What happened to the coal miner's glove?
I miss a good fashioned, old fashioned coal miner's glove match.
What's in that glove?
Remember, who was it that had the loaded glove? I forget what wrestler it was.
Was it Jake the Snake?
No, it was Ted DiBiase.
It was Ted DiBiase.
Had the black glove.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like and they're like, what's in that glove?
The glove was loaded with what?
That's what the coal miner's glove was.
Yeah. Well, like, it's like they like a coal miner's glove is like this big heavy glove that you know coal miners are wearing. Yeah. You'd have it up there on the pole.
Yes. And then it switched over to WCW to Viagra on a pole.
And Judy Bagwell on a
Judy
pole.
Judy Bagwell on a pole.
Yeah, stuff like that. So last one, our friend Ryan Sparks. In the 2011, we got a lot of rap questions today with the lyrics in them. The 2011 hit Super Bass by Nicki Minaj. Why does she request somebody please tell him who the bleep I is when the next lyric is I am Nicki Minaj? Did she ask the need to ask for an introduction if she was going to introduce herself anyway?
Yeah, you just wasted everybody's time.
You don't need to tell them anybody. I don't know. All right. Tomorrow's show, we'll talk a little bit more about Mississippi State and Georgia. Talk some other stuff as well. And, be a good show. We're looking forward to it. Guys, have a great Wednesday. Back with you on Thursday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.